It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street. Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and thank you, Leland, who sings our theme song, intro song, We Need to See a Change, written especially for this. And thank you very much, Leland. He's been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards. Incredible man of God. Welcome to Saturday here on BPN Radio. We're going to pray. And this is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. It's time to pray. It's time to pray for America. It's time for America to pray. And it's time for change here on this Saturday. Today we're going to be praying for marriages, and we're going to be praying against divorce. We're going to be declaring war on divorce today. It's an epidemic. And we're going to have a man who is the founder of the Marriage Institute in Orlando, Florida. He's declared war on divorce. He says it's the major epidemic in America today. So we're going to be praying, and we know that you are going to be blessed by today's broadcast. Thank you for praying with me each and every day here on BPN, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Remember that you can listen to me on your cell phone, and I'm going to tell you more about that. Anywhere you go, you can take me with you anytime, day or night. So let's just pray right now for today's prayer session. Father, we are so thankful on this Saturday to be able to pray here. We thank you for the people that are listening in and praying with me during this hour of power. We know that there, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so we're here to pray. We're to pray. We're not just here to listen to a broadcast, but we're going to pray together. And Lord, I know that if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And so today we are praying about the marriage, and Jesus ordained the marriage between one man and one woman. And but I know that Satan is out to destroy every marriage. But we declare that today we're going to pray, and we declare this morning that this is a good day to pray. Yes, it is. And Godfrey Bertel has wrote a song. He's going to sing about it. And this is a wonderful day to pray. And so we're just gathering around to pray. I want you to get ready. I want you to call your friends, particularly somebody that may be having problems in their marriage, or maybe going through a divorce, or maybe has gone through a divorce. I just believe that today is going to be a very special day. And so we're going to pray. And this is a good day to pray. Yes, it is. Here's Godfrey Bertel. He's going to sing. It's a good day to pray. We're going to pray. Yes, we are. You are Lord. Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Godfrey Bernal, this is a good day to pray. And Father, we are praying today, and we are praying the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in our lives today. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done in every person that is listening, that is praying with me today. Why don't you just agree that the will of God, the plan of God, and the purpose of God is going to be done in your life. So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence this morning, this afternoon, or tonight, whenever anyone may be listening or wherever they may be listening. And we just declare in the name of Jesus that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done as we come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. We do not come in our own righteousnesses, but we come by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. That name which is above every name, that if the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. We love that name. God has exalted his son Jesus and given him a name. And we have power and we have influence and we have entrance today into his presence. The veil of the temple has been rent. And we as priests can go in, and we come into your presence, Lord. We love your presence. We love your presence, and we're so thankful on this Saturday to be able to come into your presence and to pray the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so we know that if we ask anything in your name in faith, believing, that you're going to do it. And today, we ask, Father God, that your will be done in our lives. The plan is a good plan to give us a future and a hope. We pray the will of God be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We don't have to have any great revelation to pray this prayer. It's not complicated. We who have been bought by the blood of Jesus, we who have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord and received an eternal inheritance, all we have to do is just come into the presence, his presence, and say, Father God, here we are. Your will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. The plan, when we pray this prayer, the plan is set in motion, or the plan continues. So let's pray it right now. Jesus said, when you pray, say. So we're just going to pray the outline that Jesus gave us. When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Let's take a few moments and just spend some time praying the will of God be done in your life. Can you do that? Lord, we pray your will be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in each of our lives today. And so we just desire to know your will. We pray to know God. We pray to know what he wants us to do. And so, Lord, we just don't aimlessly wander through life, but we go through life with these God assignments in each of us. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. I pray for you today. I pray that you will know the will, plan, and purpose of God. In Jesus' name, I just speak peace over your heart, over your spirit, and the will of God be done in you and your family. I pray over your finances today. I pray for your children today. And I pray for your marriage today. And today we're praying for marriages. We're speaking against divorce. I'm not talking about the divorcee. I'm talking about the epidemic that's in our nation, the divorce epidemic. And we're going to have a man on in just a few moments who is going to address this situation called divorce. And but right at this moment, we want to pray for our nation. And I want us to pray for the United States of America. We are in deep distress today because our walls have been broken down. Our gates have been burned with fire. And the enemy has come in to our nation, into many of our cities. And are waiting for the moment to cause fusion, confusion, chaos, destruction. And so, Father, we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Would you agree with me today, Dale Gentry, would you agree with me today for revival in 1,000 cities in America? Would you agree with me today for 1,000 prayer centers and 1,000 prayer leaders in those cities? So I'm desperate today. I'm desperate on behalf of this nation. And I'm calling for intercessors, those who know how to pray. As we would say in days gone by, those who know how to touch the throne of God. Would you pray right now for America? Would you pray for our nation, our president, our vice president, your governor, your United States senators in your state, your congressperson? Would you just pray right now? We must have an awakening in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray. We pray for this nation. Would you just pray right now? We just intercede for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Can a nation be saved? Can a nation be changed? Here's Matt Redman. Back to you. Father, we just cry out to you today. We cry out to you on this Saturday for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. God, we need you. We need you in our homes. We need you in our families. We need you in our churches. We need you in our cities. We need you in our nation, oh God. Come, Lord Jesus, and heal our land. Come, Lord Jesus, and heal our nation. We're on our knees on this Saturday crying out to you, crying out for revival in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Father, we agree. We agree right now. We agree. You're our only help. You're the only solution. You are the only remedy. And we need you now. We need this breakthrough. We need this breakout of this nation. Revival, come, Lord. Come, Lord, we pray. Well, it's a privilege to have here on BPN Radio today the founder of the Marriage Institute, Bill Shannon, one of my spiritual sons and a longtime friend. And Bill, of course, has been praying with me for a long, long time. So, Bill, welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you, Dr. Gentry. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I know you're the founder of the Marriage Institute. We're going to talk about marriage today, and we're going to talk about destroying the biggest epidemic in the world, and that is divorce. I know that God hates divorce, but he loves the divorcee. But I know that God has given you an assignment to help destroy the epidemic of divorce. So talk about your journey for just a moment.
Yes, sir. It was Christmas time, 2012. And I love Christmas time and always have. Grew up in Michigan, living in Ohio at the time. And in my 25 years of marriage journey was coming to an end. And it was a very tough situation with the kids and everything. And I had to get out. I just had to go and just after Christmas, I had to go and just take some time and see what God was doing. And I went to visit some friends in Fresno, California. And they were having some battles in their marriage, and I went out there to encourage them and try to help them a little bit. And at the conclusion of it, I flew from Fresno back to Phoenix, Arizona, ready to catch a flight to go back to Columbus. And as I sat there and I boarded the plane, I put my suitcase and my briefcase up in the bin above the seats, and I sit down, and all of a sudden, I can't stay on that plane. There was no way I could stay on that plane. I begin to feel so uneasy. And so I got up, and the stewardess said, sir, you're going to have to sit down. We're going to close the door. We're going to leave. And I said, no. I said, I'm not going. So I grabbed my briefcase and my suitcase, and I left the plane. I walked back two gates, and from my iPhone, I'm booking a flight back to Fresno. And I knew it was your schedule that year, and I may get emotional. To start the year ministering in Dinuba, California. And I had to get to Dinuba. I don't know why I had to get there to Dinuba. And I walked in, and I was going to, you know, see you after the service and surprise you. I didn't want to throw you off. And I get there for the first service, and you're ministering on, if I am Satan and I'm coming to America, I'm going to start with the father to destroy the family. The second message you spoke on was the year of the suddenly. The third message was the year of the big. And I may have, you know, there's a huge crowd in the place when you were ministering, but I think if I was the only person there, the Holy Spirit was there going to speak to me. And what happened at that point is the Holy Spirit began to move in me to now go in and establish an institute that will deal with the biggest epidemic that's happening to 52% of Americans the first time, 67% the second time, 73% the third time, and that is divorce. And I researched and I looked what's going on in the jails. I look what's happening, the dysfunction in America. I look at all the what's happening to kids and everything that's happening that's destroying us. The root cause is divorce. I've been in the manufacturing business for 30 years. And when we have a problem, you know, with something we're manufacturing, we do a root cause analysis. We want to get to the root of the problem, fix it, so we can move forward. And that is the thing that was just driving in me is we got to do something to stop this. And so that's how it all began to start. And the journey through the year of the suddenly and the year of the big events and big things happening begin to happen starting in January 2013.
Okay, I'm talking today with Bill Shannon, who is the founder of the Marriage Institute in Orlando, Florida. And you can go to the website. It's a great website at themarriageinstitute.org. That's themarriageinstitute.org. How are you going to help stamp out divorce? How are you going to attack this divorce? How are you doing? And what are some of the major excuses for divorce? What is happening out there?
Well, what has to happen is the awareness. You know, people just don't know where they're at. Only 7% of all the people that we know that are married live in a thriving marriage. Okay, so what that means, 93% of all those people we know who are married living an average marriage to a crisis marriage. So what we want to do is we bring awareness, education, counseling, and healing for these people. And couples, I'm finding they want to do it, they want it right, but they just don't know how. So we give them a roadmap. If you look at our website, there is an area called the marriage test. And God has given us 46 questions that have five different ways to answer it. And you can take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, 5 minutes, whatever it takes, and you go to the website and you answer those questions. At the end of it, it gives you a full assessment of where things are at in your marriage. Then from there, we can give you the help that you need, give you the tools to live a thriving marriage. And that's what's been so exciting is, what can we do? Well, how can we? What's the starting point? If we're sick, we're not feeling good, we go to the doctor, and then he starts to assess our situation. And that was the same thing that we wanted to do, beginning stage one, is bring that out to a couple.
Well, I'm looking here back at the statistics you have. 52% of first marriages end in divorce, 67% of second marriages, and 73% of third marriages. And those are amazing statistics, but it's happening. And I know that you have you've declared war on divorce, and someone that's gone through that particular pathway, then I know that you certainly understand it. And so some popular excuses for getting a divorce. First of all, is selfishness.
Yes, sir, it is. Yep, that right there. And then, you know, it used to be everybody would say, you know, money was the biggest problem. And now, no, it's not. It's, you know, one of those things, it's a dysfunctional sexual marriage, which is, you know, root of all the problems. The children, money and financial, trust and being disloyal, infidelity and emotional affairs. Facebook is one of those words I cannot stand. I know there's a lot of good things come out of Facebook, but more affairs and more inappropriate behavior, stepping over the boundaries, are coming from that vehicle, Facebook. You know, there's no need for somebody to contact somebody they knew in high school that they may have dated or wanted to date, and they're 50 years old. It's just, you know, come on, you know, give us a break here. You know, it's one of those things that people don't know where they're at in their marriages. They don't know where their boundaries are. They just are looking for something to bring some satisfaction to them. You know, we get addictions out of it, drugs, pornography, alcoholism, everything you can think of is coming from the root of a dysfunctional marriage.
Wow, this is, well, I know it's a major problem in our nation. And I like the marriage test that you give here on your website, themarriageinstitute.org. And how many questions do you have here?
It's exactly 46.
46 questions. So people go on there and they've got the first question, my spouse and I learn from each other. Then you have these five categories, definitely not true, not really true, somewhat true, mostly true, and very true. And then then they fill that out, and then you can actually get some insight about where they're at in their marriage.
Well, what it is, you know, we write an algorithm, you know, to be able to take all it, balance it out, add it up, divide it out, and it will give you, you're a 73%, or you're a 79%, you're a 46%, whatever it is. But anything really under a 90, you know, you borderline as an average marriage, and you got to get something to get it propped up and get it moving in the right direction, because I looked at where my kids went to school. A 90 got you a B, and you know, you had to have a 94 to get an A. So to get into that statistics, we're 97% or only 7%. You got to get a 93 and above to have a thriving marriage. But it always takes place. You know, it's kind of your flower bed. You know, if you don't weed the flower bed, they will overtake the good stuff. So we constantly have to be, you know, understanding of what marriage is, understanding our wives and our husbands' love languages. We got to constantly be making that the priority to keep things moving and keep things thriving.
Well, I believe that. And I've got here where the Marriage Institute does premarital counseling, crisis marriage counseling, coaching, training those who take up the same cause. And so, wow. And I'm thankful that you, being a business person involved in the business world for so many years, have elected now to start this ministry and respond to this God assignment. So any closing remarks you might have, Bill, and I want you to pray for marriages, if you will, because that's what we're doing here on BPN Radio. We are praying for marriages, and we are praying against the biggest epidemic in the world, and that's divorce. So I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yes, sir. You know, the thing of it is, when we get our homes right, we're going to get our churches right. The churches aren't dealing with this the way they should. It's the biggest problem that they have in their congregation. But many pastors are dealing with it themselves, and they just don't know how to get to the other side. So bringing the awareness and education is foremost, and then bring the healing. But, oh, when you see a marriage that thrives, when I watch you and Gene, and I just poetry in motion for me, and God has just given me an insight where I can see this stuff. I can see the hurt in children when they live in a divorced family and all the different effects from it. And it grips my heart so much. And it doesn't have to be. Most marriages don't have to be. And for anybody that's out there kidding themselves or saying, yeah, my marriage is okay, well, I thought mine was too. And one day I woke up, and I was in the biggest fight of my life. And so, you know what? You have to take this very serious, because the enemy of our souls is trying to do one thing: destroy our destiny, destroy our children's destiny. And I'm not going to let it happen. And so that's the thing that everybody needs to consider and really take a deep breath and see where they're at.
Well, thank you, Bill. And I want you to pray in just a moment for the marriages, but you can go to the website. And you can get some more information by just filling out your name, your email address, any questions you may have or comments. And one more time, themarriageinstitute.org is the website, themarriageinstitute.org. And Bill Shannon is the founder, is with us today here on BPN Radio. We're going to pray for marriages. Bill, why don't you go ahead and pray? And
yes, sir.
Then we'll move forward. Thank you very much for being on the broadcast today.
It's my pleasure. Father, I thank you for BPN Radio and the chance to share today, Lord. And gosh, this epidemic that is destroying your people, our land, And God, I just ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you would come and send revival to marriages, that they would wake up, and Lord, they would become what you've intended it to be. Lord, the strength of this nation is our families. And God, only you can turn us around. Only you can bring us back to where we're supposed to be. And Lord, I just pray you would use the Marriage Institute and all the other people fighting for this cause, God, to make significant strides moving forward, God, to what would bring glory and honor to your name and to this nation. Oh, God, we've come so far. We have fallen so fast, but only you can turn us around, God. Revive us, I pray. Heal us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a tremendous privilege it is to be able to pray with you here today on this Saturday. And we are praying because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And, of course, we appreciate Bill Shannon, founder of the Marriage Institute, being on with us. And I know that he prayed for marriages, but I want to pray for your marriage. And I believe that marriage does not happen automatically. I don't have all the answers about marriage, but my wife and I have been married for 53 years. We actually got married when we were teenagers, kind of a common thing in those days. And we were just purpose in our heart that we were going to live together and we were going to serve each other. And, you know, the Apostle Paul, he talked about the perfect marriage. And somebody said, well, there's no perfect marriage. But the Apostle Paul talked about it in his writings. And he said that the key, the solution to marriage is that the husband does everything he can to please his wife. And the wife does everything she can to please her husband. And so that is a major key in marriage, where we do everything we can to please each other, to serve each other, and to make that commitment. So I'm aware that marriage can be the nearest thing to heaven or the closest thing to hell. And we know that Satan is out to destroy the home. And we know that our society condones it very, very much. And, you know, they're 41% now of all children born into this world is born into the home of a one-parent family. And our society calls it the new norm, but I declare it's not normal. And I declare that God desires for every child that comes into this world to have a father and a mother that are married and living in the same home. The sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman is not outdated. It's biblical. It's been so since the beginning. Since the beginning when God created Adam and Eve and put them together. And they became, the Bible said, they became one. And so divorce is a terrible thing. And of course, God does not hate divorce, divorcees. He hates divorce. And so today we know that God desires to heal your marriage. So I want to pray for you today. I want to pray for your marriage. I just pray in Jesus' name right now for marriages. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would heal and restore in the name of Jesus. Heal and restore these marriages. And there's an old saying that says, the family that prays together stays together. And I just believe that is so very, very important. And I believe it's a true statement for marriages. And almost every day of the year, I'm not saying that Gene and I have a perfect marriage, but almost every day of the year, we are praying together. We're agreeing together in prayer, asking God to supply our needs. We're blessing each other. We're praying for each other. We call the names of our children and grandchildren in prayer every day. So what is the key? Well, it all starts with prayer. And if two people will pray, and I know sometimes if you've been married maybe for a while, it may seem a little awkward at first. It may seem a little awkward at first as you begin to pray together, but it's very, very, very important. And the first thing in the morning, you can pray. And you wives need to be praying for your husbands before they go out the door, because who knows, there's someone out there, some woman out there, who may have a seducing spirit that's trying to seduce your husband, and all sorts of things can come his way during the day. So take time to pray together. Take your husband's hand before he goes out into the day, and pray for your husband. And I just want to say to you husbands, also pray for your wife. Ask God to minister to her, bless her, protect her, watch over her. And so I just know that God desires for you to have a strong marriage, for the divorce epidemic to be broken, and not to that disease of divorce not to infiltrate your marriage, your home, because it just leaves a trail of devastation. It leaves a trail of destruction. It's a destructive force. And we come against divorce. We come against the spirit of divorce in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And when we go through a divorce, we must understand that it's not just about the two people that get a divorce. It's about children or family members that also suffer sometimes for a lifetime. So we speak against divorce today. We pray against divorce. And if you're going through a lot of marriage problems, you know, you just need to go to the book, the Bible, and it is your guideline. And particularly the book of Proverbs, and I like to read the book of chapter in Proverbs that corresponds to the day of the month. There's 31 chapters. And so that is a book that we can go by. But we must understand that there are basic needs in a husband's life and a wife's life. And the three basic needs of a man is that he needs affirmation. He needs to know how wonderful he is. And a man needs sex. And that is a need. And when a man, there's a lack of sexual intercourse in a marriage, that marriage is headed for difficulties. And there's so many wives that have been abused, or something happened in their lives that they cannot respond to their husband accordingly. But it is a principle. It's a fact that cannot be ignored. And then we know that a man needs service. He loves for to be waited on. That's just a natural for a man. He loves that and needs that from his wife. And a wife, she needs conversation. She needs conversation. She needs her husband to put down that cell phone and talk to her, and to communicate with her, look her in the face, eye to eye. And Gene and I, we have coffee once in the morning, once in the afternoon. We look at each other eye in the eye, and we eye to eye, and we talk about what's happening in our day, and we talk about our dreams and what we plan on doing during the day. And then the afternoon, we talk about what's going on, what's happening. We don't try to talk about difficulties. But a woman, she needs that. She needs conversation. And she needs communication. Will you listen to me? Can I talk to you? Can I say this to you? And then we know that a woman, she needs romance. And there's this old song that says, "You don't bring me flowers anymore." A wife needs for you to bring her some flowers. Bring her some flowers, because she needs that. And she needs romance. And sex is not in the top three for a woman, but they do need romance. They need to be told how beautiful they are, how wonderful they are, and how much you love them. And then the third thing that is the basic need of a wife is she needs security. She needs to know that her husband will never leave her, will never divorce her, and will never leave her for another woman. She needs to have some security in her marriage. And so that's why you don't talk about the D word. You don't talk about divorce. And so she needs to know that you love her, care for her, whether she's skinny or fat, whether certain situations are just right or not. But she needs to know that she is secure. And she needs to know that there's been provision for her in case the husband dies, in case you die. Your wife needs to know that there is some security, that she won't have to get out and wait on tables or struggle to make a living. And a husband needs to make sure that there is some benefits left for his wife, even though he may be in good health. We're only a breath away from eternity. And so a wife needs that security. So, Father, we just pray for marriages today. And we come against that spirit of divorce that is an operation in America today. It's on the rise. It's on the rise. And it was staggering what Bill Shannon was talking about. The percentage of people that are getting divorced today, called the new norm when children live in a home with only one parent. So, Father, we just pray in Jesus' name. Would you pray right now? Would you pray right now for your husband or your wife? And or you might pray right now for, if you're not married, you might pray for your mother and father. And just spend a few moments, if you will. I'll agree with you in prayer and other people here on the BPN Network. BPN Radio, they'll pray with you. Jesus' name, on this Saturday, we welcome you to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, 24 hours a day. You can pray with us anytime, day or night. And so if you have a prayer request, here's what you can do. You can go to bpnradio.com. I'm looking at it right now. You can go to bpnradio.com. And you can scroll right down at the bottom of the page. It says, pray for one another. Submit your prayer request. And if you double-click, I'm going to double-click on that right now. Then you go to, it says BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network. You put your name, your email address. You can put your last name. You don't have to put your last name, but put your prayer request down there. And then you submit that prayer request, and it will go directly to our prayer team. And you'll be able to have a group of people praying with you for the next 7 days. So it's bpnradio.com. Just go all the way down to the prayer request. Double-click it, and you can fill out the form, submit it. And it will go to our national prayer team, our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and she will send it out. And she will not include your last name, but there will be prayers there that will be going up for you. And you might want to send a prayer request in for your marriage, your husband, your wife, your children, your health, whatever it may be. Because we believe in the power of prayer. We believe that prayer changes things here on BPN Radio. And when you tune into this broadcast daily, this Hour of Power, we are calling America to pray for another spiritual awakening. And when you tune in, you got to realize that you help us become a force in the earth because of the prayer of agreement, the prayer of agreement, which is so powerful. And so today, on this Saturday, we trust you're doing well, and thank you for praying with us, praying against the spirit of divorce, because I believe that divorce really is a spirit. We come against the spirit of divorce. I've been a prayer leader in America since 1967. I've been a prayer and prophetic voice in this nation and nations of the world since 1985. And I believe in prayer. I believe that when we pray, something powerful happens, that God hears and answers prayer. So we're praying today for marriages. We're praying against divorce. And one more area that I want to pray for. People, individuals whose parents are in the process of getting a divorce. And or maybe their parents have gotten a divorce and they live in that atmosphere. Father, I just agree with these sons and daughters. I agree with these sons and daughters concerning the divorce that's taken place in their home or has taken place or the trouble in their home. I pray that a special grace would be upon them. I pray, Lord, that they would not take sides in the situation, but, Lord, they would pray for their mother and their father. And I pray for children or sons and daughters that their parents have gone through a divorce. It's very awkward, particularly during Thanksgiving, as we've just celebrated, Christmas coming up. It can be very awkward. It can be very grievous. And so I just bind all spirits of bitterness. And I pray right now that you would just minister the peace of God to these sons and daughters whose parents are in the process of getting a divorce or they've gone through a divorce. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would minister to them in the name of the Lord on this Saturday. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I love to pray. I just love to pray because I just know that God is at work. So today we've been praying for the family, and I pray for you today that if you don't have a family altar, that you need to get one. What am I meaning about a family altar? I'm meaning a time that you and your companion and your children have prayer together. That is so very, very important. Before your children go off to school, that you can pray together. As you pray together before your spouse goes off to work or you go into the day, establish that altar. I believe one of the reasons that I'm serving God today, that I'm a Christian today, is because every night before I went to bed, my mom and dad would have prayer with me. Before I went to school, they would have prayer with me. And they prayed with me. It's not just a matter of praying for me, but it was a matter of praying with me. So I'm just encouraging you today for husbands and wives to pray for each other, but I'm also encouraging you to pray for the entire family, head of a family altar. And I just pray for you dads that you'll just be a mighty man of God, that you'll lead your children, that you'll lead your wife and your children in prayer and be the man of God that God has called you to be. Well, thank you for being with us here on this Saturday here on the BPN radio network, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Delighted to have you listening and praying with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you for being here.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.